Hello
Love
and welcome.
Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am your host, Yolanda McTeer. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. My show today is in respect, and sadness to George Floyd. His death has launched an all-out revolution for change globally in supporting Black Lives Matter. The world has been turned upside down in just the last 4 months. This episode I'm going to be discussing, will Americans turn to God or still put all their faith in man? First, we had the coronavirus outbreak, which caused the whole country to be shut down. Then not even 14 days coming out of quarantine from the coronavirus, everyone in the world, all 50 states and even globally, witnessed one of the most horrendous, senseless, disgusting, sad murdering of an innocent Black man by a racist cop by the name of Derek Chauvin, along with his three colleagues who watched George Floyd be murdered and did nothing to help save him. After an all-out start of rioting, protesting, setting fires, looting stores, people being killed and seriously hurt, along with police precincts being burned down to the ground, officers being hurt, finally, charges were brought to the murderer, Officer Derek Chauvin, and he is now in jail. But the fight is not over. He's only charged with third-degree murder. He senselessly killed George Floyd. That is first-degree murder. Unfortunately, to date, no charges have been brought against the other three officers. America is not having this. Rioting and protesting and looting are still commencing in favor, in belief, in righteousness, in justice, until these other three officers are charged and put in jail. But as we await this, the world, many are torn between what is right and what is wrong. Many are asking themselves, do I still trust God? Unbelievers are saying, do I start to accept God and trust Him? Non-believers are promoting not to trust God. Let me repeat that. Non-believers are promoting not to trust God, saying no God will allow this. Sorcery workers in high places attending their ritual meetings, chanting to arise the evil forces to this land in hopes of all control of the world will be given to them in everything. So here today on Empowerment for All, your host, Yolanda McTeer, June 2nd, 2020, 3:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to update you briefly on why trusting in God is really all we have. Let me repeat that. Trusting in God is really all we have. May God have mercy and help us all. May God have mercy and help us all. I'm not going to speak long because you cannot cover an entire revolution to an issue that has been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, which is racism against black people in America. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of senseless, cold calculated, heartless killings by police officers to black men. And let's not forget, also black women have been killed by officers too. Lives have suffered with no words to express why. We were freed from slavery, but when we were freed, we were given no land. We just had to stand there, hopeless. But because of our strength and our faith and perseverance, standing there free with no land and nothing in ownership to us, look at us now. Look at us now. We persevered. We fought. We stood. We have prayed. And we have come such a mighty long way. God has carried us and kept us in the midst of it all. Because if the darkness had had their way in their sorcery, there would be no blacks, period. Period. But God, our creator, who created us all, is the only author of authority, the only author of authority to give life and to end life. No human being in their fleshly body has an authority to kill anybody. That is a senseless, cold, calculated evilness of a deposit inside of you of the demonic world for you to murder anybody. But for you to murder somebody because of the color of their skin escalates your evilness to a whole nother level. Now let me say this to you all. Going forward, after this revolution ends, because it will end. Nothing lasts forever. We rioted in 1992 for Rodney King. We are in 2020. It has to end. The rioting and protesting has to end. But coming out of prayer this morning, as I'm staying in prayer consistently, God told me to ask, coming out of the revolution, now, what will be your physical solution? Come on now. Coming out of revolution, what is going to be your physical solution? Your physical solution has to start within yourself. Yes. To have the faith in God to change the government electoral candidates of human beings that sit at the forefront handling our world. So how do you do that, you ask me? You begin and don't stop voting. We have to not only vote, but we have to demand to see the votes, because we all know things are tainted, things are lied to us. Things are not presented truthfully. Even though we vote, the low-down evilness of the sorcery wanting to possess this land has lied to us and says, oh, so-and-so lost. When how do we know they really won? We need to see. We need to place people in these voting polls to give us an accurate count of who won what position. If you do not give us that, then we're going to have to protest that you do. Next, within yourself, you have to begin to change. You have to want the change. You can't protest the revolution, get out of the revolution, and don't ever contribute to a solution. You cannot return to your evil and wicked ways. You cannot return to the low-down, dirty things that you have done to people. You have to stop it. A lot of the manifestations of what we have seen happen to people is a generational curse that has come back to haunt your family for the low-down, dirty things that you did or your family members did prior to you even arriving on this earth. That's why it's so important that you have to be an intercessor to stay in prayer and break your family generational curses. Everything is not, I'll repeat, everything is not, God has told me, caused by man. This is a spirit of evil and wickedness, of low-down, dirty things that your own family members and yourself have done that have caused karma to come back and say hi. Even in the midst of the pandemic, God has revealed to me one of the most heart-crushing exposures of my own family members having hacked my emails, having sold me on the black market. What I mean by that, no, they didn't sell my body because I'm not a child. You can't sell me, I'm grown. But you can sell my information to a black market to steal my identity, hack my emails, and do low-down dirty things. I found this out. Now, how do you think I feel sitting here right now? How do you think I feel sitting here right now? I just found this out last week. God said, I could not give it to you, my daughter, until I had you more stand. How to say? Let me repeat that. I could not give it to you sooner, my daughter, until I had you more stronger in your faith with me. More balanced, more humble, more forgiving, and more to move forward and leave that mess behind, and more knowledge to know. You do not sow dirt, dirt. Now, even though I found out, I'm not going to tell you which family members it is, because some things need to be kept quiet. But knowing this, I could have easily, and I do mean easily and quickly, set in motion to return the same evil to them, not the same way, but to return evil to them for what they've done to me. And they had not just done this. This had been done for years, and I'm just finding out. So let me say to everyone, if you ever received a derogatory, offensive email from me, it wasn't me. I was hacked by my own family. If you received a call or information negatively trying to destroy my character and tell you things, I apologize. It wasn't me. Now that lets you know the anointing God has on me. The enemy hates my guts. The enemy has done everything possible to stop me going forward to encourage and be a messenger for God's kingdom. But I have news for the devil. No weapon formed against me will ever prosper. This latest development only has made me come to God stronger. My last horrific 2 years and 6 months of going through racism at work, harassment, continual unfair treatment, discrimination, wrongfully being terminated. You all, you heard my series. Thank you for supporting. If you have not, it is on YouTube. I share that link periodically on social media. I have become stronger. I would never, ever give those people at my last job the victory to serve evil to them for the evil they served to me. America, you have to stop serving dirt with dirt. It does not escalate into prosperity and elevation in your life. You have to start understanding nothing stays the same forever. Nothing. Not even you. That's why we come here as innocent babies and we grow well into the years until God calls us home. But as we grow into those years, we're not the same. Our bodies change. Our looks change. Our thinking changes. Our acceptance changes. Our views will change. Our heart to forgive. Our host anger will change. Changes consistently come about in your life. But God sent me here today to tell you, I'm only going to be on for a short time. He is still and always will be the king of this world. We are living right now what you're seeing, Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, the war of Armageddon, which is kings of this earth, relation to leadership, electoral officials, mayors, senators, judges, electoral personnel, people themselves. We're seeing all of this, the kings of the earth, operate, hear me clearly, operate under demonic influence against the vessels and warriors and soldiers on the battlefield for God. But I've come to tell you today, go back in history. Go back. There will never be a power greater than God. I don't care what it looks like. God is going to bring you through if you commit and accept him as your covering, your protector, your way maker, your provider, and your help. Don't look at what man's doing. You can't get upset with what man's doing. That's what man is. He's a physical body in the flesh. He's not going to always do things that's acceptable in your eyesight. He or she is not always going to do things that's acceptable in your mindset. He or she are not going to do things and set laws in order that's going to be acceptable that you like. But God said, if you walk with me and trust me, you don't have to worry about what man is doing, because I'm going to keep you, protect you, make a way for you, open doors that only I can open for you, change the enemy's heart to even bless you and carry you while you live on earth. See, in this day and time, we have been set, and God also shared that with me while I've been in prayer during this coronavirus and this outbreak of revolution with George Floyd's death. We have been so materialistic, so celebrity thirsty, so recognition want to be seen hungry, putting on like we more than what we are, perpetrating fraud, criticizing everything. But there's only a denomination and a small percentage of us that are still on the battlefield saying, hey, 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 God, this your land. I'm your child. Help me, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Make the way out of no way. You don't have to see nobody pray to understand that they have prayer with God. Intimacy in a relationship comes with God in solitude. It doesn't come in an open expression when he's trying to mold you, shape you, strip you, and take you where he's going to take you. It is after the process that he can position you on a platform to deliver his word. After the elimination, the hurt, the unknown, can he place you as a messenger to bring his people to his kingdom? God has to know that he can trust you before he allows you to carry his word. Everybody that say they know God don't know God. Because how can you know God when his word says nobody comes to the Father unless they go through his son Jesus? So if you have not accepted God to be your carrier and know that he placed his son, his only begotten son, Jesus, on the cross to die for your sins. He also, which a great mentor and woman of God, preached this. He also placed Jesus on the cross to release you of being burdened, so you can walk in prosperity, you can walk in happiness, you can walk in love, you can walk in having nice things, you can walk in living good, driving nice cars, having nice things. It's in the book of Galatians. That's why it's so important on your journey, especially when you are on a journey for God. Everybody that you meet, just like Elijah, when the brook dries up, you got to go. You got to disconnect from these people, because a lot of these people are not meant to stay with you for the completion of your journey. You know what a journey is? You are going through to reach your destiny, seeing things, receiving information, understanding, processing, coming into the knowledge of, growing, strengthening, and prospering your mind and body to continue on your journey. Excuse me, I had to cough. But as I prepare to close today's message, do the right thing. Accept God into your life if you have not already. Accept God. Don't let the devil trick you. Because as you can see, out here, what we are facing now, nobody knows the outcome of how all of this will end. Let me repeat that. Nobody has a clear and accurate outcome of how all of this will end but God. And for those of you who don't know about the spirit world, God is not a human, he's a spirit. Lucifer, the devil, he's a spirit. Here's a little knowledge for you today. Who created Lucifer? Who created Lucifer? God did. That's why he was a fallen angel from heaven. So don't you know? Excuse me, people, I was taking a drink of water. Don't you know? Lucifer, the devil, knows God's ways, his thoughts. Not his thoughts, excuse me, knows God's ways and his principles. Let me correct myself, because no one knows God's thoughts, because God said, I am that I am, and my thoughts are not your ways. My thoughts and my ways are not your thoughts in your ways. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So therefore, since God created Lucifer, and Lucifer lived with God in his kingdom, Lucifer knows that God operates in love and light. Lucifer knows this. He knows the principle of the Bible. God is the king of the world. But God could have shut Lucifer's kingdom down a long time ago. He created everything. And he allowed Lucifer to create his kingdom. So what God has done in this day that many thought would never happen, he has allowed and given the devil permission to release his, given the devil permission to release his demons into this world. Many of you, especially of those of you who call yourself, doing evil to people, throwing negativity at people, you're dealing with dead spirits in the pit of hell. And this is why when you do that evilness, it comes back to hurt you. Because God said, no weapon formed against my children will ever prosper. Now, outside of that sector, we go to the next phase. As those dead spirits walk this earth, they search for souls who don't believe in God. The spirit knows the spirit by the spirit. So those spirits take host in your body. So once they take host in your body, they let the overseer know. Satan, guess what? We got one. So now Satan says, okay, thank you. So the spirits go back, because the spirit doesn't have full dominant control and power, but Satan does. So Satan then takes control of that person's body. So now you have a full-fledged demon inside of you. You don't know a clue about demons. Power of a demon will kill you. The power of a demon will take over you. The power of a demon is not negotiated like you eat a piece of bubble gum and throw it out. So until you surrender to the loving light and openness of Christ, our Lord and Savior, you will always harvest that demon in you. And what you are doing is other people around you, your family members, your children who don't know God, those demons call other spirits and say, listen, get inside of them. Get inside of them. And once those spirits are inside of them, spirits say, hey, we got them. We got them, Satan. We got them. Boom. Good. Thank you for recruiting. So now you have a host of demons. Why do you think it's in the Bible, legions of demons? Legions, legions, legions. That is what is running wild and released in this land of America. Legions of demons. So I stand with those of you today praying that God cover us, protect us, and for those warriors on the battlefield who have been anointed and appointed by God, and you have the authority within you to release those demons, begin and don't stop pleading the blood of Jesus and command those demons to flee from those bodies and set them free to the love and light of God. Thank you for tuning in to Empowerment for All. I only got a few seconds before my broadcast is going to cut off. Follow me on social media at S-A-S-S-Y Elite Me, at Sassy Elite Me Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Y McTier, Y at Y-M lowercase C capital T-I-E-R. Facebook, Yolanda McTier. Thank you for everyone who's already purchased my Survive the Coronavirus t-shirts. My links to purchase those t-shirts are available on each of my social media pages. My book, The Tragic Times of a Woman, that link is also available. Stand for God. I'm praying in the gap that you accept him. I'm praying in the gap for myself that have accepted him and other warriors that we will stand the vows of the devil and love and light will saturate our leadership in this world. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Empowerment for all. Bye now.